ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. It's Hollywood's big event for TV tonight. Severance stars winning big. Tramell Tillman, best supporting actor in a drama. First black man to win that prize. Best actress in a drama, Severance's Britt Lower. The first Emmy win for both actors. With other names and other envelopes, ABC's Mike Dubusky.
The Netflix series Adolescence won the Best Directing in a Limited Series Award at the 77th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards. The British crime drama also won for Best Writing and took home the Best Supporting Actor Emmy for Owen Cooper. Adolescence marks the 15-year-old's first acting role. Meanwhile, the Best Writing in a Drama Series Award went to the Star Wars series Andor.
Charlie Kirk honored tonight at the Kennedy Center in D.C., President Trump confirming he will attend Kirk's funeral. Tuesday, the alleged killer is due to be in court. Utah's governor says that he is not cooperating. He also says that they are not ready to discuss a motive. This is ABC News. U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio in Israel to show support. President Trump is heading to the United Kingdom for a state visit.
The president has been spending the weekend here in Bedminster. Then he flies to Washington tonight ahead of his state visit to the UK. There will be a lot of pomp and circumstance, but our British ally is also expected to press the president on the Russia-Ukraine war. That summit with Putin last month in Alaska was billed as a step towards peace. But since then, Putin has only escalated the war.
ABC Selena Wang in New Jersey. President Trump may be willing to allow a ban on the Chinese-owned social media app TikTok after all. There have been several postponements of a law that bans the app if ownership stays in China. President Trump saying negotiations are ongoing to save the app.
I'd like to do it for the kids that like it. I mean, selfishly speaking, I did very well on TikTok and I got the youth vote.
UCLA football coach Deshaun Foster fired after an 0-3 start. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 57. Sunshine, highs in the mid-80s for Monday and Tuesday, lows in the mid-50s. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low around 60. Wednesday, sunshine and a high near 84, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm.
Currently, 66 degrees.
My whole life. a man who is down in need a helping hand. All it takes is you to understand and to pull him through. It seems to me we got to solve it individually. And I'll do unto you what you do.
WGBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
97.9 FM.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you finally now.
Local news and timeless hits.
Your mama, what are we gonna tell our friends when they say?
97.9 WGBW. Local news, timeless hits. Music that still sounds great.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Green Bay, get ready to explore and experience the Old Main Street District. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Thursday, September 18th from 5 till 8 p.m., you can explore a variety of Old Main Street District businesses at this brand spanking new event. Each business is offering you an exclusive one-night-only special with hands-on activities. Some of them involve tasting or trying new things, and best of all, each one gives you an opportunity to treat yourself. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Yes, it is. Time catch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. They'll say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge. We're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
You know you could have been a cool Laughing USA.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Just to be with you. Give me
WGBW stand for We're Green Bay, Wisconsin. WGBW. Get it? Got it? Good.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
97.9 FM.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together
with suspicious
minds,
and we can build our dreams
on suspicious.
Say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying.
Yes, I'm crying.
We can't go.
Thank you.
not a fool. Darling, I love you. Though you treat me cruel, you hurt me, and you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Like children, when we argue, fuss and fight, hey, hey.
If you don't know me,
if you don't know now,
you will never, never, never know me.
You'll never, never, never know me. Hey, hey.
If you don't know me,
if you don't
know,
if you don't. Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I'm I'll tell you right.
just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I think that you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset. Do you remember when? I know a beach where baby to my mind. I'll pick up your hand and slowly blow your little mind. 'Cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, any trick in a book, and now baby,
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Recapping the Emmys, ABC's Mike Dubusky says Adolescence not only won Best Directing in a Limited Series.
The British crime drama also won for Best Writing and took home the Best Supporting Actor Emmy for Owen Cooper. Adolescence marks the 15-year-old's first acting role.
The woman who plays Helly R and her Severance outie, Britt Lower, earns Best Actress in a Drama. Her stoic boss, played by Tramell Tillman, is first black man to win Supporting Actor in that category. Utah's Governor Spencer Cox saying the suspect in Charlie Kirk's killing is not cooperating. President Trump doubling down on his desire to dump Jerome Powell.
Well, he's incompetent. The Fed chairman's incompetent. Sure, I have three people that I like a lot. Any one of them would do a good job.
Trump says Jerome Powell has been too slow to reduce interest rates. Some expect the Fed will cut rates to help the weakening job market, but inflation is proving pesky. This is ABC News. On ABC's This Week, chilling words from Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul on the Russia-Ukraine war, and the recent scrambling of NATO jets over Poland, and the moving of air defenses, including patrols from the Baltics to the Mediterranean.
We've never seen anything like this in recent times. And so what I'm concerned about is that the escalation here and the temperature rising, we got to be very careful not to be on the precipice of a World War III.
Democrats are slow to endorse their socialist frontrunner for mayor of New York, but Governor Kathy Hochul in New York just jumped on board, calling Zohran Mamdani someone who would not surrender one inch to Donald Trump.
Take the light.